A pair of twins born in Britain raises troubling questions about mistakes made at a fertility clinic there. The twins are black. The parents are both white. According to a British tabloid, The Sun, their parents tried unsuccessfully to conceive for years and then tried in vitro fertilization. The clinic fertilized her eggs with his sperm and then implanted fertilized eggs in her womb, or at least that's what it was supposed to do. According to The Sun, a black couple had also gone to the same clinic for in vitro fertilization at roughly the same time. Coming soon, a court battle over who are the twins' parents. Since it's taking place in Britain, the identities of the parties have not been disclosed. In fact, Celia Hall, who has written about this story for London's Daily Telegraph, where she's the medical editor, says that British law prevents us from knowing many facts of the case.
We don't know, in fact, a very great deal. We don't truly know how this story came to light. It's very clear that the courts are already highly involved in the case, and all forms of the media have High Court injunctions issued against us to prevent us identifying the parents who have had the babies, the white parents, the babies themselves, the clinic in which this happened, and by the way, it's an NHS clinic rather than a private clinic, as we understand
it. That's the National Health Service.
The National Health Service clinic, or indeed any identification of the couple.
Now, what you're getting at here is that the possibilities of how this mistake could have come about include either using the right egg and the wrong sperm, the right sperm and the wrong egg.
That's correct.
Or the wrong fertilized egg, that is an embryo that's
then implanted. Correct. I mean, it is almost any permutation. And you then wonder if it was the black partner's sperm and the white woman's egg, whether that makes a difference in a court of law as against the black couple's embryo. I mean, it becomes so extraordinarily complex that it really looks like there will be a completely, in this country, an unprecedented court case.
The significance here of skin color seems to be that it happens to be a very dramatic physical trait that is evident even in newborn infants.
This is the other sort of strain that's running through this story. The simple fact that because the babies happen to be of a different ethnic origin, it was obvious.
But the concern would be that there could be other mistakes that have been made and wouldn't be found out so easily by the parents.
It is only because you have a different ethnicity in this case that the wrong parentage becomes obvious because you can see it.
Well, let's say that this ultimately is sorted out in a courtroom. When there's a case, when there's a trial of some sort, will journalists be able to cover the trial?
There is a court date for October, which at least we know about, although we don't know exactly what is to come to court at that point. It is by no means certain that there will be access to any information as to what happens in that court, and it may well be held in camera.
There seems, though, to be a pretty strong tension here between the restraints on covering or publicizing anything about a court case and both the public's interest in what the National Health Service has done properly or improperly and the journalist's general interest in wanting to know what's going on.
The injunctions that are currently in operation are draconian. They can be challenged, of course, and I'm not aware at this point whether any media will be challenging them. But there are about 27,000 babies born in the UK through IVF procedures every year. And if a mistake has been made, then surely we should know what the results of any inquiry are.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's been a great pleasure. I hope it's thrown some light on this very difficult issue.
Celia Hall, who is the medical editor of the Daily Telegraph, spoke to us from London.